Here on Canzalon Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Canzalon Radio.
All right, as we hit 6 o'clock, we're coming for another night of high school basketball here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we're back inside the Big 7 here in early January as we're in the roundhouse as Hiawatha takes on Royal Valley. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Our game is presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. A little delay for the start time tonight. Looks like about 12 and a half minutes until we tip off, so a little extended pregame for you here tonight. And our pregame coverage presented by Highland Community College. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. It is close to home and far from debt. Colin Feldkamp is our studio producer tonight. We got Trenton Kraxner. I'm Brandon Tabb and everyone here for the Hiawatha Channel as well, as we are dialed up on the Hiawatha Channel courtesy of MSC Sports. Find it online over at MSCSports.net. Trenton, we're back inside the Big 7. We should have two pretty good games tonight, both of these teams trying to still find themselves here early on in the season. We start with the girls' game coming up here in just a little bit. Redhawks sit at 3-3, 1-2 in Big 7 league play. Panthers, they have played a lot of close games this year, but they have not been able to get on track, and they come up on the losing end of quite a few. They sit here at 1-5, even with two of the best players in the league. Something to give. One of these teams is going to get on track here tonight, and it should be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and we had the Royal Valley's last game before break when they were at Perry LeCompton. That's a game they ended up losing by 9, but they were up by like 4 or 5 at halftime, and Perry just came out and was more aggressive in that half. But Alyssa Lassen fouled out that game, and she didn't even score, and she was averaging about 14 points per game. She's all the way down to 9 because she didn't score and fouled out in that game, so she didn't even play. If I remember right, Kennedy Bryant had like about 27 of those 36 points they had against Perry. So you got to have people step up, and I think if Lassen stays out of foul trouble, they're going to have a lot better of a night tonight.
Yeah, for Royal Valley, again, 1-5. They're averaging just 40 points per game. They did lose at Perry LeCompton 45-36 their last time out, again, right before the holiday break. Now, this Redhawks team, again, at 3-3, they had their best season, arguably, in school history last year. 18 wins and 22 tries. It didn't get them to the state tournament. They lost a few pieces, but they still got a very good trio. Josie Delaney, Abby Elfner, Darcy Lears. You can honestly match those three with maybe any three in the Big 7, and it's right up there with some of the best.
Yeah, and I mean, two of their three losses is to Nemaha Central and Riverside. And Riverside just cracked the top 10 in 2A with a hot 6-0 start. And then Nemaha Central, we talked about earlier in the year, is the team to beat in the Big 7 in 3A. So two of their three losses are quality. And, I mean, a 14-point loss to Nemaha Central and a 8-point loss to Riverside, so they're playing close basketball games, so it should be an interesting one tonight. See how they can come out and perform on their home floor.
It's Hiawatha and Royal Valley here. Tonight's our game of the week here on KNZA 103.9 FM. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll come back with more pregame right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have, too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton and online at kellermanrealestate.com.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs?
If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle on bank fraud. Today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is: don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
High school basketball here on KNZA. 103.9 FM continues as our pregame coverage is brought to you by Highland Community College. Brandon Trenton, Colin in studio. We're in the Big 7. Great atmosphere as always here at Hiawatha High School as they welcome in the Panthers of Royal Valley here tonight. A little bit of an extended pregame. They had to push out the start time a little bit, so we got on the air a little bit sooner than normal, but just giving you a little bit of extra pregame here tonight as we're off and running here in 2023. We did have games on at Tuesday night, but for the Big 7, these are their first games back here in the 2023 portion of the schedule. As we take a look around the Big 7 right now, the other games tonight, you have Nemaha Central at home. They are taking on Jefferson West. Riverside is at home as well, getting Perry LeCompton. Of course, here tonight, you'll hear Hiawatha and Royal Valley. And then Holton at Sabetha. Of course, both those games, obviously, on the Holton and Sabetha channels. You have us on the Hiawatha channel and right here on KNZA. Our other game tonight, KMZA 92-1, that's back in the TVL. It's Lynn at Centralia. And, of course, our other channel, the Cobra channel, Jackson Heights, they are at McLeod. So just looking at the broadcast schedule around the area and the Big 7. Of course, everything's followed by the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Trenton, the early storylines here when we talk about the girls in the Big 7. We kind of knew Nemaha Central would be here. We knew they were one of the best teams in the state. But the surprise right now has been Riverside. They're undefeated. They're 6-0. They've cracked the top 10 in 2A. And we're going to have the luxury of having that game broadcasted Tuesday night. Nemaha Central hosting Riverside. Could be a potential battle of 7-0s. You know, obviously it depends on tonight if they're able to win both those teams. But a potential 7-0 battle on Tuesday night, the top two teams right now.
Yeah, and we had Riverside on the first broadcast here up at Troy, and we noticed that team was really good under a new first-year head coach, and that's a team that's been building with Weiser over the past couple of years, and she's played a little bit more on the outside, so she's a little bit more flexible, and they got a lot of talent around her, and so far they've taken care of business. And last year, they were one possession away from making the state tournament. They got beat on a last-second layup by Jackson Heights in the sub-state semifinal game, and a lot of people viewed that game as the sub-state championship game of that sub-state. You know, they get one stop, they go to state, and they're a state team last year, and they have Haley Suter also on the outside to go with Wise, so they got talent all around her, and that's going to be a good matchup. And Nemaha Central was really good last year, and that's going to be a titanic matchup on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll certainly put one of those two teams out in front. Again, obviously, with Nemaha Central tonight getting a Jeff West team. Jeff West, very good a year ago. They lost quite a few pieces. Tigers are 2-4. And then, as we mentioned, Riverside getting a Perry LeCompton team that we saw right before the break. And, you know, the Perry LeCompton team, much better when they have Damie in the lineup. They were, you know, missing her for a couple of games, but they got her back and certainly a difference maker for Perry LeCompton. But should be a lot of fun here tonight as we're back in a running here in 2023 Big 7 basketball. And now it's a big push. I mean, a lot of coaches tell me, it almost feels like the true start of the season when you come back out of break and you get that first game of 21. it's almost you feel like you have less practices than you do games here for the next couple weeks, because soon enough we're going to be talking midseason tournaments, and then you flip the script there, and then all of a sudden we're looking at sub-state, and before you know it, we're looking at sub-state tournaments. It goes by pretty quick.
Yeah, this is where the real grind starts. You know, my high school, you know, you practice Monday, game Tuesday, and maybe watch a little bit of film and then practice Wednesday, Thursday, and then you're on it Friday, and kind of Saturday's like your only day off, because we'd have open gym on Sundays along with a film session. So it's a 5 to 6 day grind. You have to commit your time, and if you really want to go somewhere, you know, you have to be committed and respect the grind and play as hard as you can at all times.
Hiawatha and Royal Valley here are broadcast tonight. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back and get you set for tip-off, dive into the starting lineups as well, and we're off and running here tonight. One final timeout. Starters and the tip is coming your way next. Thanks for listening. We're back in a moment here on KNCA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect-Free Storage Units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
I'm Hannah Deegan, and I'm the frontline manager at Farmers State Bank. We have new and improved CD rates, and you can find the current rates on our website. We have a safe deposit box promotion going on right now, where if you open up any type of account, you have the option to get a safe deposit box with the remainder of the annual fee waived until June 1st of 2023. So stop in or call for more information.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service, and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Moments away from the tip-off here as our girls' game is up first. The boys will follow. KNZA, 103.9. It's Hiawatha and Royal Valley here tonight. Brandon Tamman joined by Trenton Kraxner. Colin Feldkamp, we're dialed up on the Hiawatha channel as well. That is courtesy of MSC Sports. Again, a little bit of a delay to this start time tonight as Hiawatha had to get their players over from the junior varsity game. But now it looks to be ready to go for the most part. And we're going to take one more timeout, though. We got to step aside one final time. We'll come back. The starting lineups and the tip-off is coming your way next here on KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Finally here, let's get to it. Our girls' game is coming up. Let's dive into the starting lineups. We'll start with Royal Valley. The Panthers at 1-5 and 1-4 in Big 7 league play. They'll go like this. Kennedy Bryan in the backcourt, 5'10 senior at 16.5 points per game. Alyssa Latson joins her as well, 5'9 senior at 9 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game. Samantha Klotz is a 5'9 sophomore, averaging 4.3 points per game, and the leading rebounder at just under 10 boards a contest. Morgan Davis and Athena Broaddus rounding it out down low. The 5'11 senior Morgan Davis and Broaddus, the 5'10 sophomore, both averaging over 4 points per game. So again, for Royal Valley and fourth-year head coach David Boucher, it is Brian Latson, Klotz, Davis, and brought it. For the Red Hawks of Hiawatha, under eighth-year head coach Brady Jasper, 3-3 start to their year, 1-2 in Big 7 league play. They'll go like this. Josie Delaney in the backcourt, 5'4 senior, just over 6 points per game. Darcy Lears, a 5'8 senior, the leading scorer at over 16 points per game. Kenzie Nelson is a 5'5 freshman at over 2 points per game. You also have Aubrey Kent, a 5'9 senior. And also want to mention Abby Elfner as well, 6'1 junior, averaging 9.6 rebounds per game. So again, for the Red Hawks, it is Delaney, Elfner, Lears, Nelson, and Kent. All right, Trenton, here we go. Keys to the game. What do you see from both of these teams? We have obviously seen this Royal Valley team before. It's your first opportunity here seeing Hiawatha. They certainly got some great pieces in the backcourt and should be a good one here tonight.
Yeah, if you're Royal Valley, try and get someone other than Kennedy Bryan to score the basketball. Last time, like I said, Bryan scored about 20-some of the 36 they had in that loss to Paley Compton that we called for a break. But, you know, got to get someone other going than Kennedy Bryan. For the Lady Redhawks, you know, maybe use Abby Elfner inside. I mean, they got a serious height advantage, and she's probably their most talented player this year so far offensively outside of Darcy Lyrics.
It's crazy. Abby Elfner, the 6'1 junior, she's actually made more threes than she has made twos this season. She is a dynamic player. The Red Hawks get the opening tip. They go from right to left, and we're underway here to start our doubleheader here tonight. They do go to Elfner inside. Kick it right side. A three is blocked. Delaney tried it from the right wing, and it's picked up by the Panthers. And a good start defensively for Royal Valley. Here's Ladson, a long pass into the corner. This is Bryan. Inside, quick shot up, no good. Battle for the board underneath. Couple bodies hit the floor. We get our first tie-up, and the possession arrow will keep it with Royal Valley. Panthers rocking the road all-black uniforms. Hiawatha in the home whites here tonight. Both teams, their first game back in 2023. Here is Bryan bouncing it into the right corner with Klotz. Now she gets it up top, should say. Got it from Ladson there. Now Bryan over the top pass to Broadus in the left corner. Here's Davis inside using a little muscle. Shot is up and good. Morgan Davis inside gets the first two, and Royal Valley out to a 2-0 lead. Redhawks back here on the attack. Second possession, not quite a minute in. It's a 2-0 Royal Valley lead. This is Lears, a long skip pass to Nelson, and then looking for Elfner in the corner, and it goes out of bounds and a turnover by Hiawatha.
Yeah, if Hiawatha is going to run that extended 2-3, 3-2 kind of look on the zone, they got to cover up the middle because two entry passes to Davis, too easy those times, this first time down the floor.
Well, you see they go right back into Davis inside and through a double team, tried to force a shot, and it was blocked. And now the Redhawks have some momentum here in transition. 3-on-2 break. They bounce it into the right corner. This is Nelson. And now Elfner for three. It's off the back iron. No good. An offensive rebound is grabbed by Aubrey Kent. And her putback is no good. But she draws the foul and will shoot two. Get our first foul of the game. They get Davis here for Royal Valley. And so this is Aubrey Kent, the 5'9 senior. And she gets the first free throw to drop. Redhawks are on the board here, trailing 2-1. 6:41 left in this opening quarter. Second is no good. A 1-for-2 trip there. Panthers get the rebound with Klotz. And the Redhawks here extending out this defense and making the Panthers have to work a little bit to get it across half court, and they do. Here is Bryan, splits two, left her feet. Pass to Davis, short corner left. Kicks it back to Klotz for three. She left it short, but an offensive rebound for Ladson. Second chance opportunity. Bryan inside. Good feed. Layup good. Nice entry pass by Klotz. And Bryan's on the board for two. A 4-1 lead here for Royal Valley. Good start on both ends. Here is Kent inside. They kick it back out to Delaney. Now Elfner has it in the left corner. Short corner J is good. That is Darcy Lears. First field goal for the Redhawks. Back to within one. It's 4-3. Here is Broadus getting it back into the left wing. Now kicks it to Bryan straight up top. A long three. It is well off the mark. No good. A rebound for Darcy Lears. And the Redhawks can take the lead on this possession. Lears gets it back. Left side pass. This is Delaney. Elfner a left corner three. No good. Battle for the rebound offensively. Picked up by Lears. Now it's Delaney from downtown. She misses this one. And second try, not there. Rebound for Samantha Klotz. And the Panthers get it back with a 4-3 lead. Still early portions of the first quarter. Just getting going here tonight on KNZA. Brought us a long pass here to Klotz. Now Ladson looking for Davis inside. Deflected out of bounds by Hiawatha, so the Panthers keep it underneath. Bryan with two, Davis with two. They set up Bryan for a straight-on three out of the inbounds play. It's no good, and another offensive rebound. It's kicked back to Bryan, and she gets it back here on the right wing. So a second-chance opportunity for the Panthers. Now Ladson tries up a three, and she puts it down from the right corner. 12 threes on the year now for Ladson. Her first points tonight makes it 7-3, and the Panthers force a turnover. It's a traveling call against Darcy Lears.
Yeah, and a good start for Royal Valley. They've crashed the boards effectively offensively, and Samantha Klotz is everywhere on the offensive boards, and those outside shots are going to start falling if they're going to keep getting open looks.
Here's a skip pass to Bryan, gets in the lane, now looking for Davis inside. She lost the handle. Delaney trying to rip it away. She does, but the official steps in, calls a jump ball. Possession arrow going back to the Redhawks. A turnover by the Panthers. So a 7-3 start, Panthers in front by four, 4:34 left to go in this first quarter. Redhawks with a win tonight can get above 500. They're 3-3. Panthers just trying to get on track here. They have lost four in a row. Three of those have been by less than 10 points. Good entry pass inside, layup, crawls off the rim, no good. Rebound for Royal Valley, that time dialed up by Klotz, gets it off to Bryan. One-handed pass to Brought us a left wing three in transition. Got the kind touch off the rim, and it falls. Four of the five starters have now scored. Broaddus for the first time tonight. 10-3, Panthers the 7-point advantage. And a missed three from the left corner. One and done for the Red Hawks there. Panthers push it up once again in transition. Latson a long skip pass to Bryan. Bryan gets by a defender. Euro's in the lane. Shot is up, no good. But a whistle and a foul against Hiawatha.
Yeah, I think he's going to call it on the floor. There was a lot of contact there. They're going to get Darcy Lears. That's her first team's first, but in our first sub also, but going to take it out of bounds underneath.
Sarah Murphy, a 5'7 senior, has checked in for Hiawatha. 3:47 to go, first quarter. Panthers out to a 10-3 lead. Good start for their five starters to found the books. Skipping through a double team. Not sure how that one got up and in for Morgan Davis. Her second bucket, she's got four. And it's now a 9-point lead for Royal Valley. It's 12-3. The Red Hawks get an answer here. Nelson will try a three. This one is off the rim, no good. Rebound for Royal Valley. Picked up by Davis. So a lot of one-and-done possessions here early for the Red Hawks. And the Panthers doing a pretty good job on the rebound category. Here's Bryan again. Beautiful feed inside and the layup good by Davis. A one-handed shovel pass. And it looked almost like it was a no-looker. From Kennedy Bryan with a nice feed. 14-3 Panthers. 3 minutes to go here in the first. It is all Royal Valley. There's a block shot. Getting it back. Now Delaney pulls up from 15. Off the front rim, no good. Another rebound for Royal Valley. This one by Broaddus. Now Broaddus turning into some troubles here. Trying to get it up the floor. And then finally gets it up to Latson. Far sideline. She pushes into the left corner. Now they'll reset. 2:40 to go. Bryan right block. Gets it. Layup good. That's got to force a timeout. And I think Brady Jasper wants one. He was calling for it. He's halfway on the floor. And what a start here for Royal Valley. It is a 16-3 lead for the Panthers with 2:34 to go in the opening quarter. It's a full, so we'll step aside. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Wow, fast start for the Royal Valley girls here in the first quarter at Hiawatha. They lead 16-3 with 2:34 to go in this opening 8 minutes. And Trenton, they're rebounding it well. They're getting good looks underneath. They're going inside and out. You've seen a little bit of everything so far. Four of their five starters have scored.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job on that zone where people are gunning to the backside and they're finding wide open looks on the backside. Bryan's got a couple looks. Klotz has threw it into Bryan a couple times. So they're passing more plays, but Hiawatha's taking a lot of quick, long threes. So they're not really working the possession. They're just coming down, taking the first open three they've had, and they've just not shot the ball well so far.
Well, let's see out of this timeout if they can put something together. Redhawks with it. Here is a dump down inside to Lears, who's tripped up and fouled on the floor. And that is Davis, I believe, who picks up her second team foul against Royal Valley. So the Redhawks throwing it in underneath. Delaney gets it high left. Into the corner it goes. This is Murphy trying to find Lears inside, but threw it into heavy traffic and a turnover. Bryan pushing the tempo. Here's Latson along two. This is no good. Quick rebound as Lears has it. Now we'll push the tempo. Long pass up the floor is deflected, and another turnover taken away by Bryan. Four first-quarter turnovers here for the Redhawks. They trail by 13. Under 2 minutes to go. Here's Bryan, left wing, tipped pass, and Lears comes away with the steal. Second turnover by Royal Valley. Missed layup in transition. Ball gets deflected out of bounds, and it stays here with the Redhawks. So missed opportunities in transition, but Hiawatha will keep it. Couple subs into the game. We get Michaela Ty, who checks in here for Royal Valley. Now another late sub coming back in. Aubrey Kent's going to come back in for Murphy for Hiawatha.
Yeah, we'll see how Morgan Davis coming to the bench with those two fouls affects Royal Valley here. She's been a very good inside presence so far with six early points.
Here's a three in the left corner. It is short by Elfner and a rebound for Klotz. Klotz, the leading rebounder for Royal Valley at nearly 10 a game. Lanson inside, bumped and fouled. Kent will pick up this one. Team foul number two against Hiawatha. And the Panthers to throw it in underneath. 90 seconds to go, first period. A 16-3 lead for Royal Valley. This is Latson to throw it in. Tipped into the backcourt and another steal. Transition layup for Lears, and she missed it. Left it short with the left hand. Nobody around her. That's one you make 10 times out of 10 usually, but she comes back with another steal. So the Redhawks somehow get the possession back, and then they throw it into the backcourt and will turn it right back over. Wow.
Yeah,
kind of an odd 30 seconds there.
Yeah, and Darcy Lears missed two transition layups, you know, and that's a big time that she's missed two transition layups, one from the right side, one from the left side, but you're trailing by 13. Those are the ones you're going to want back.
So the Panthers have it. Ty has it in the corner, has to get away from some trouble. Latson up top to Brian. Brian, a contested three. It is no good and out of bounds. It's an air ball. So Hiawatha gets it back. 103 to go, first quarter. 16-3 is our score. Panthers by 13. The Redhawks have been ice cold offensively here in the first 7 minutes. Here's Delaney, left side pass. This is Contreras, who's checked into the game, getting some minutes. Delaney drives, kicks it to Elfner. Contreras gets it back. Up top to Delaney for three. Nearly banked it in, no good. Battling in the paint for the rebound. Ball is still on the floor. Tie is wrapped up. Multiple black jerseys surrounding Lears, and another tie-up, and this time the possession arrow back to Royal Valley. So the Panthers now with 38 seconds to go in the quarter with a 13-point lead at 16-3. Could play for the final shot if they choose. Here's Brian between the rings out high, angles right, stops after a couple dribbles, looking for a cut, gets Latson at the elbow. Now short corner to Klotz. Beautiful backdoor cut, and that's Broadus for an easy two, who now has five. 18-3, Panthers by 15 with 15 seconds to go. Good start here for Royal Valley out of the gate, building a 15-point lead. 6 seconds to go. Elfner has it in the right corner. Now Lears bumped and fouled by Ty with 2 seconds to go at the free throw line. So Ty picks up her first. And now perfect time to execute an inbounds play here. 2 seconds to go. You get it underneath. It will be Delaney to throw it in. She waits for the play to develop. Elfner gets it at the elbow, throws up a contested shot. Brian the rebound. It's an air ball. And I would say a pretty darn good first quarter for Royal Valley here on the road. The Panthers jump out to an 18-3 lead at the end of the first 8 minutes. Second quarter is coming your way next after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tabman joined by Trenton Kraxner, Colin Fellkamp in studio. Everyone here for the Hiawatha Channel, we appreciate it very much. And boy, what a start here for Royal Valley. 18-3, they lead it here as we start the second quarter. Redhawks ice cold offensively. They'll try to get on track. Contreras with a three from the left wing is no good. Tie the rebound for the Panthers. And quickly clots up the floor. Broadus missing the layup underneath. Got a little too far underneath. Lears the rebound, now pushing for Hiawatha. 20 seconds into the second quarter. Elfner has it in the right corner. Nearly knocked away by Klotz, but gets it back up top here to Delaney. Left side pass to Contreras. Now Aubrey Kent, short corner left. Back to the left wing with Contreras, holding it at the hip. Now Lears working inside, had it knocked away, and a steal. Another turnover. Swelling it up right now is Klotz. And now seven turnovers here in the first half. Here's Ladson, a short two. It's good from the right elbow. Got a little bump there, but Ladson now with five in the first half, and the lead's now 17. It is 20-3. Got to get something going offensively here if you are Hiawatha. They have not figured it out yet, and there is another turnover. Make it eight in the first half as Ty gets it off to Ladson. There's not much going the way of the Redhawks right now, and right there, well, the Panthers are going to give it right back to them. There's a turnover. That's their fifth. Trying to push it up the floor in transition, but the Panthers stop it. Here's Contreras on the right wing. Back to Lears in the right corner, who works it back to the top of the key. Now Curls had it knocked away from behind, and another steal. They try to push it up the floor quickly to tie. Her layup is no good. Missed underneath. And it's saved underneath by Ladson. And now Klotz comes away with it. And now Hiawatha actually has it, excuse me, after Klotz saved it. And now a three in transition from the right wing is good. Much needed by Josie Delaney. That is her seventh triple of the year. And it's now a 20-6 lead for Royal Valley.
Yeah, transition three might have been what needed to get this team going after that wretched start that they had, but that might be the difference maker, and maybe they start to fill it up a little bit.
Well, Ty tries to answer with her own three. No good. Offensive rebound is blocked out of bounds by Elfner, as that was put back up by Klotz. A couple subs in as Davis and Bryan check back in for Royal Valley. Nelson checks back in here for Hiawatha. Mention Elfner, who got that block. That was her 22nd block of the season. She averages nearly four blocks a game. Just a defensive force inside for the Redhawks. 5:45 until halftime. Davis gets it on the block, kicks it back. This is Stidham, a three, who just checked in. No good. Tipped out of bounds, and it will go back to Hiawatha. So Ty and Stidham, a couple of bench players, getting some minutes here early in the second quarter. Redhawks trailing by 14. They have the ball. Good skip to Lears for three. Nearly banked it in. No good. Bryan the rebound for Royal Valley. She'll walk it up the floor herself. How about Bryan so far? 16.5 points per game. She has done everything for this team, yet they are 1-5. Davis inside. Shot is up and good. How about that? Morgan Davis for two. And Davis with 8 points here in the first half. 22-6 now. The Panthers lead. 3 minutes in and five to go in the second quarter. Nelson, the free throw line, gets bumped and fouled. It is Ty who picks up the foul, and that's her second, and team foul number four.
Yeah, and that's, compared to what we've seen, it's been a very physical game, and the refs are letting them play. That was kind of a ticky-tack foul on a reach in there compared to what the refs have let go so far. It's not a complaint on the refs. I'm just saying they're letting them play physical. We're going to get a 5-10 count. Make that 10 turnovers in the first half.
Boy, yeah, they can't get out of their own way. 10 turnovers here in the first half. Redhawks average 14.5 turnovers per game coming in, and they are on pace to hit that number here in the first half, and certainly not what you want. And, you know, this Panthers team, they are certainly a talented team with two of the better players in the league, but a desperate team as well. Here's Ty for three. Got it. From the left corner, Michaela Ty is in the books for the first time tonight. It is now 25-6. Panthers in front. They get it to Nelson here at the free throw line. Ty knocked it away, but Delaney gets it back. Now Lears a chance for three. That is well off, no good. Stidham the rebound and is able to get it off to Kennedy Bryan, who works it up the floor left to right. Stops at the top of the key. Stidham to Ty in the right corner. Nice ball fake. Gets around a defender, and a blocking foul is called. They will get Kit here for her second and team foul number three.
Yeah, and you're talking about turnovers game that Hiawatha has. Royal Valley's averaging 20.8, so basically 21. They've only had five, and that's really helped them so far, as they're getting a lot of shots up and not turning the ball over. I think Hiawatha's going to call their second timeout. We're going to get our full one.
Another full timeout. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 4:16 until halftime. It's been all Panthers. 25-6 is our score. And you know, mentioning a team, you get to talk to these coaches each week, and David Boucher keeps a pretty level head, and he knows his team is better than 1-5, and he was chomping at the bit to get his girls back on the floor, and you could see they were ready to go, and there's a lot of time left in this game, but at least through a quarter and a half, it is all Royal Valley.
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about how Hiawatha had some impressive losses, two other three being to Riverside, and Nemaw Central, but on the other side, Royal Valley's lost to Jackson Heights, who's arguably the best team in 2A that we've seen multiple times. Tabitha's maybe not a top team necessarily, but they're right below the top teams in the league. And then the Holton girls are always good. Holton's always good on both sides. And then Riverside, as we said. And Perry, that was kind of a surprise. They dominated most of that first half and just couldn't score the ball in that second half. This is a Royal Valley team that's actually really good. There's a team that's better than their record shows. It's some bad luck and a lot of close losses to some good teams so far, but it might be a team that comes on strong here in the second half.
Well, they have come out firing here in the first quarter and change. They lead it 25-6 here at Hiawatha as we start after that timeout. As we're coming up on the halfway point in the second quarter, they leave Stidham open for three. She nearly knocked it down. It's no good. Chasing it and saving it is Klotz to keep it alive. Now Davis throws up a shot from the free throw line. That's no good. Elfner the rebound, clears it away to Delaney. The Redhawks pushing from right to left. Here's Contreras, right side pass. It goes into the corner. This is Lears. Lears back to Contreras. Contreras up top to Delaney. 3:45 clock moving second quarter. Here's Lears getting around Klotz. Had it knocked out of bounds, and the Redhawks will keep it. Sub back in. Broadus will check back in here for Royal Valley. Ty will get a breather. Good minutes for Michaela Ty off the bench. She knocked down a three, played some good defense. So from the far corner, they leave Lears open, not ready for three, missed it though. And the backside rebound by Royal Valley and a blocking foul as Contreras stepped in there. Not for a second maybe, they were going to get the charge call, but they call a block. Contreras picks up her first, team foul number four. And the Panthers get it back, leading 25-6 as we're over halfway into the second quarter.
Yeah, Lears has had a tough night shooting the ball. She's got some open looks. Some bad misses. It's not her night so far, and you hope if you're Hiawatha, you can turn around in the second half.
Hiawatha continues to play a zone defense. Bryan just knifing through it and lays it in over the top from about 10 feet out. Bryan with six, and it's now 27-6. Largest lead here at 21, but Delaney gets back inside and missing a short jumper. Rattled out, no good. Another rebound for Kennedy Bryan. I feel like the rebound numbers really favoring Royal Valley here in the first half. Good kick and a wide open three is good by Alyssa Ladson, who now has eight in the first half, and it is 30-6. Panthers cruising and continuing to build on this lead. Good inside out game there. Good pass from Broadus and finding a wide open Ladson for three, and she knocked it down. It is 30-6, and the Redhawks just searching for answers. Here is Elfner, left corner. Delaney has it. 2-3 zone here for Royal Valley. The Redhawks having all sorts of issues with it. Delaney thinks and now fires a three, and she got it. She banked it in. Josie Delaney, her second triple. She's got six. A much-needed bucket now, 30-9, still trailing by 21. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in this first half. Knocked out of bounds. Good hands there by Delaney, knocking it away from Ladson. Here comes Klotz back in for Royal Valley, taking Stidham's spot. Another bench player getting some quality minutes in the second quarter for the Panthers. So the starters back on the floor for Royal Valley. Klotz gets it in the corner. Lats in. And another deflected pass out of bounds. It'll stay here with Royal Valley with 2:08 left in the first half. Again, 30-9 is our score. It's a 21-point Panthers lead. The only starter that has not scored for Royal Valley here in the first half is Klotz.
I think she's only taken one shot that got blocked by Elfner, so she's not even attempted to shoot the ball necessarily.
I think they're going to get 3 seconds.
No, they might have a push in the back on Nelson. Yeah, they're going to get it for a little bit of a push in the back in the middle of the lane on Bryan.
Thought maybe they could have got Bryan for maybe a 3 seconds. They were looking for her inside, but that's going to be team foul number five. And Contreras is going to come away with a nice steal, forcing the sixth turnover by Royal Valley. Panthers have done really good here transition defense-wise, as they're going to get a kicked ball. Elfner was about to maybe fire a three, but it was kicked away, so they'll have to throw it in from the far sideline. Down to a minute 49 to go in the second quarter. Redhawks trailing 30-9 with the ball. Elfner, right elbow, shot is up short, and crashing the glass and grabbing that one is Klotz. And then Bryan and Contreras collide at midcourt. Both are up and back to it. Latson, left side pass. Bryan working towards the top of the key. Floats one over into the corner with Broadus looking for Davis. Now Broadus had it knocked maybe off her own face. Contreras comes away with the steal. Up the floor to Lears, and she lays it in. Lears in transition has missed a couple bunnies, but needed to see one fall, and she did. It's 30-11. Go right back inside to Davis. Her shot is up, no good. Contreras, the backside rebound, and that's a one-and-done possession for Royal Valley. 65 seconds to go in the half. 30-11 is our score. Redhawks trailing with the ball. Active hands, really, by both teams. Seen a lot of deflected passes in this first half, which has led to quite a few turnovers. Nelson has it here for Hiawatha on the left wing. There's 49 seconds and counting. Elfner fires a long two, and it's pure. And Abby Elfner finally on the board, hits her first shot. 30-13. The deficit is 17 with 36 seconds to go. How does Royal Valley play for the final shot? They're being aggressive here, and they throw it away. Now the Redhawks pushing it a little bit with 28 seconds to go. Elfner left corner. She's feeling it and fires a three and knocks it down. Elfner back-to-back buckets, her first triple, and it's now 30-16 with 16 seconds to go. Here's Latson. Back to Broadus. Bryan left corner. Inside, good kick. Now Latson partially blocked in the right corner by Elfner, and it's deflected out of bounds back to the Redhawks. With 5 seconds to go in the half, they have clawed their way back to within 14. Back-to-back buckets by Elfner. And let's see if they can get a shot here. 4 seconds. They get it up the floor, knocked it mid-court, and a desperation heave from half court is no good, and that takes us to the end of the first half. Well, it was a nice little push by Hiawatha in the final couple minutes, but it has been all Royal Valley in this first half of play. Panthers 30, Redhawks 16. Halftime is next, and it's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
What's the one New Year's resolution you will look forward to keeping? How about the easy way you can manage your money with the Union State Bank mobile app? Hi, this is Ashley of Union State Bank of Horton. Did you know our mobile app makes your financial life simpler? With on-the-go bill paying, balance transfers, budget trackers, and so much more? Visit www.mybankusb.com to learn more today. And feel great about your New Year's resolution well past the month of January. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
First game tonight is at the half, and it's Royal Valley leading here at Hiawatha, 30-16. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Brandon Tamman joined by Trenton Craxner, Colin Feldkamp in studio. We got the exhibition game here as our halftime festivities are on as we break down this first half. And that was a nice finish for Hiawatha in the final few minutes of that second quarter. They were really reeling offensively, couldn't get much going at all. The turnovers were piling up. Abby Elfner comes with a three and then a two. back-to-back, a nice little 5-0 spurt. They get it back to within 14. They actually outscore Royal Valley in that second quarter, 13-12. But again, that first quarter, they got down 18-3 in kind of the difference here early.
Yeah, and lucky enough for them, they ended the half on a 10-0 run, which ain't going to make Coach Boucher happy in that Royal Valley locker room. And you wonder why they dominated, but those last 2 minutes, they gave up a 10-0 run to end that first half. But if you're Hiawatha, the ball started to go down a little bit. I mean, you're knocking down some shots, especially from the outside. Elfner knocked down, finally got her going, and then Delaney banked in a three along on that and kind of got a little bit better on defense where your active hands getting deflections, getting out in transition to run, and you started to knock down some shots, and that always helps, but you got to tighten up on defense. And like I always say, there's no big play when you're facing a big deficit. You just got to chip away, and that's what they were going to have to do in the second half.
Yeah, think about it. They, at one point, Hiawatha looked up at the scoreboard. They were down 30-6 in the second quarter. But you mentioned, again, a big 10-0 run to end the half. 30-16 is the Royal Valley lead. Let's dive through the numbers in the first half. We'll start with Royal Valley. Four of their five starters in the books. They got eight apiece from Alyssa Ladson and Morgan Davis. They got six from Kennedy Bryan, five from Athena Broadus, and then three off the bench from Michelle Tye. For the Red Hawks, they got six in the first half from Josie Delaney on a couple of threes. Albie Elfner had five. Darcy Lears had four. Aubrey Kent had one. Again, turnovers an issue. Red Hawks with 10 turnovers in the first half. Royal Valley with 8 turnovers. The rebound battle won by the Panthers in the first half. 20-11 is their rebound advantage through the first two quarters. And we've only had two free throw shot in this game so far. That was Kent for Hiawatha, went 1-for-2, the only free throw shot in the first half. Panthers leading 30-16. We'll have more after this here on KNZA.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And we continue on here. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Just talking here, we had one score from the Big 7 at the half. As you mentioned, Riverside and Perry Lecompton were going at it.
Yeah, Riverside only up 18-10. I mean, we saw that. We've seen each of those teams once, but that's kind of a surprising close game because we hyped up Riverside. They cracked the top 10. They're on their home floor, but first game out of break like this, things could be sloppy. Let's see if they pull away in that second half.
In the other games tonight, in the Big 7, Jefferson West, they are at Nemaha Central, and then Holton at Sabetha as well, just mentioning Perry and Riverside, and of course here Royal Valley and Hiawatha. So a full slate in the Big 7. All the action tonight followed, of course, by the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We'll take one final timeout before we get back going, but real quick, second half adjustments. You look at it for both teams. It was a much better second quarter for Hiawatha. They actually outscored Royal Valley in the second, but they still trail by 14. They got a ways to go.
Yeah, if you're Hiawatha, just keep chipping away and do what you did there in the half. Try and get some steals, get out in transition. And I mean, this is a team that loves to shoot the free ball. They shot a lot of jump, long threes in that half. And, you know, maybe some start to fall on the other side this half. If you're Royal Valley, just do it. Keep doing what you did. Keep working the ball around, getting easy shots and wide open shots like this. They did a good job working the ball around Kind of got away from it late in that quarter, and that's what helped spur that 10-0 run for Hiawatha.
We'll take a final two-minute timeout. We'll come back. Second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Attention all you deer hunters. Anderson Meats in Troy can process your whole deer carcass this fall. Let Anderson Meats get the processing done for you conveniently and economically. And remember, Anderson Meats stock Twisted Oaks, Deer Mineral, and Attractive. That's Anderson Meats in Troy, accepting your whole carcass deer this fall. Call them at 785-985-2292 or see them at 1187 Last Chance Road in Troy. Curtis and Janelle appreciate your business at Anderson Meats in Troy. 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC. Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Houlton. Online at KellermanRealEstate.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Good start for the Royal Valley girls with a 30-16 lead here at halftime as we're getting set to start the third quarter. Brandon Tam and Trenton Craxner, Colin Fellkamp with you. Also, everyone helping out for the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Appreciate it very much. Putting in the hard work, as always. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. All right, here we go. Second half about to begin. We switch sides. Royal Valley with the first possession. They go from right to left, and we're off and running. Here we go. Zone defense here for Hiawatha. We saw it most of the first half. Ryan, a left side pass to Broaddus in the corner. Quickly doubled. Now Latson over the Klotz. Klotz, a baseline drive. Nice kick inside to Davis. Might have been blocked from behind. And a rebound for Elfner. Here's Hiawatha's first possession. They go left to right. Delaney, a pass to Elfner, left wing. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Deflected and a steal. Klotz now working at full court transition. And a foul's going to be called. Fans don't like it. Not sure if it's on the floor. It looks like it's going to be on the floor. But it did stop a bucket. The foul on Delaney. That is her first. Stand team foul number one. Now 11 turnovers in the game for Hiawatha. Latson has it on the right wing. They want it inside to Davis. Shot is up and good. How about the game for Morgan Davis so far? 10 points here. And now the lead back to a double up. 32-16, 45 seconds into the third. Davis averaging just 4.6 points per game coming in and already a 10 spot here tonight. Here's a three that's missed by Kenzie Nelson, and the foul on the rebound attempt going against the Redhawks.
Yeah, Alyssa Latson had good inside position. Now, Lyric boxed down, she reached over the top. So that's going to be her second, but a good start for Royal Valley. They only have one basket, but they shut them down twice on defense, a turnover and a missed shot, and now a chance to extend your lead. Tighten it up on defense again after that 10-0 run in the first half.
60 seconds into this third quarter, 32-16, Panthers with the ball and the lead. Panthers just looking for their second win of the season. 1-5 coming in. They get it inside to Bryant. She curls all the way underneath. Good pass up top. A three's on the way. It is good by Samantha Klotz. That is her first triple of the season. She was 0-for-8 prior to that one. And that's a big shot. Gets it to a 19-point lead at 35-16. And it's a 5-0 start here for Royal Valley in the second half. Delaney inside. Shot is up. No good. Correction. That was Lears, who will shoot two. First Royal Valley foul here in the second half.
Yeah, and it's going to go against Morgan Davis on the reaching down. That's three, and that could be an important factor. She's been great tonight, especially on offense, and been a good inside presence defensively also. So see if she can play with those three.
And the first free throw too strong by Darcy Lears. 52% at the stripe this season as a team. Hiawatha just a skosh under 50% at the line. Second from Lears. That one is good. She goes 1-for-2. Hiawatha now 2-for-4 from the line in the game. They trail 35-17 at 6:23 left in the third quarter. Here's Bryan, relatively quiet for the Panthers' leading score. Now Ladson, a three from the left corner, is buried. Ladson, another triple. She's into double figures with 11, and it's now a 21-point lead. I believe that ties the largest lead of the night, 38-17. Deflected pass out of bounds. Red Hawks will keep it.
And that's three threes now on the night for Alyssa Ladson. So talked about her being scoreless and fouling out in that Perry game right before break, but came to play tonight.
Now 14 threes on the year for Ladson. Lears to the right corner. This is Nelson right wing. Wants to drive baseline. Kicks it back to Kent in the corner. Now Delaney thought about a skip pass. Instead it goes right back to Nelson on the right wing. Now a long skip pass is a little bit lazy and it's picked off by Bryan. One-handed pass to Clocks. Left-handed layup no good. Bryan fighting for the rebound with Nelson. They tie it up. And possession arrow back to Hiawatha. 5:32 to go, third quarter. 38-17 ties for the largest lead of the game. Or should take that back. The largest lead of the game was 24, beg your pardon, late in that second quarter. But a good start here for the Panthers nonetheless in the third quarter. Lears drives, count it, and the foul. Or maybe, I think the official said it's on the floor. No, it is going to count. And it's an and-one. Darcy Lears, the chance at a three-point play, makes it 38-19.
And they got Davis, too. That's her four. So
Davis now with four. That'll bring up Michaela Ty. She's going to have to check in. Davis, facial expression doesn't look like she agrees with the call. Nonetheless, that is her fourth, and she'll have to come out.
And that was confusion. He doesn't know if it's 33 or 34. He said it was 33 originally, then 32, and then 33 again. I think he's going to...
Well, you got to get someone out. Ty comes in. Yeah, Baranis thought about coming out, but Davis is coming out with four fouls.
And I think they're going to stick with four for Morgan Davis. I think they're going to stick with that. I think they might have got her and Baranis a little bit mixed up, being 32 and 33, but...
Free throw missed there by Lears. Rebound for Ty. Panthers have it back with 5:10 to go in the third, leading 38-19. There's a backdoor cut by Bryan, chasing it down in the corner. Almost lost it. Gets it back to Klotz, right wing. Trying to dart a pass inside. Deflected and intercepted. Delaney has it, a steal. Lears back to Delaney. Ball fake. Steps in. Kicks it left. Here is Lears for three. This one no good. Too strong. Deflected out of bounds. Believe it is last touched by the Panthers, so the Red Hawks will keep it.
Yeah.
Hiawatha down 19. It is 38-19, 4:48 to go. Elfner a quick shot, and she is fouled on the attempt from the right elbow on the inbounds pass, and they get Klotz with her first, and Elfner will shoot two. Abby Elfner, 5 points. And hard to believe, that is her first free throw of the season. A 6'1 junior has made 13 threes so far, and those were her first two free throw attempts, and she made them both. 38-21 at 4:40 to go in the third. Looks like the Red Hawks are switching it up, going man-to-man here defensively. Here is Ty left wing, switched out by Elfner. A feed inside to Bryan, chasing it down in the corner. Ladson, a long pass to Ty right wing. Closed out by Elfner. Gets around. Ty stops on the block. Kicks it back to Klotz. Now Klotz looking for Bryan inside. Gets it through traffic and then fell down and is called for a travel.
Yeah, there was a lot of contact there. And thought maybe Bryan got tripped. They're going to say she fell on her own and it's going to be a turnover.
38-21. Panthers by 17 coming up on the halfway point of the third quarter. Redhawks were down as many as 24 in the first half. They trailed by 14 at halftime. Currently trail by 17 halfway through the third. Here's Delaney up top. Gets through two defenders. Right side pass. Now it finds its way to Nelson on the wing, and she shuffled the feet, and it's called for a travel. 12 turnovers now for the Redhawks. Waxon throws it in, gets it up the floor to Ty near sideline, crossing it over, gets it back to the top of the key, wants it to Brian, trying to find someone to get it off to, and does so to Latson. Clock moving, under 3:40 to go. Here's Klotz up top, and the Redhawks, majority of the first half, played zone defense. Now they're going man-to-man here in the third quarter. Nice ball fake by Ty. It's going to draw a foul against Elfner. And that is her first. Both teams with three fouls apiece here in the third quarter. David Boucher wants a timeout. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. As always, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 38-21, Panthers by 17. 3:32 to go third quarter. Brandon Tabman, Colin Feldkamp in studio, Trenton Kraxner with you. Don't forget tonight, the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show back in 2023, recapping all the area teams in action. Full slate in the TBL, Big 7, Northeast Kansas League as well. For the next 2 months, busy, busy, busy for high school basketball. How do you see the Redhawks trying to close things out here? Final 3.5. Again, you just want to chip it away. You think you want to try to at least get it down as close to 10. If you can get it under 10, great. But I think if you get yourself to 10, you give yourself a shot.
Yeah, and they're actually losing this score right now. So you got to go on one of those runs again. You got to amp it up a little bit on defense. And they're not really using the inside game tonight. They've had some giants. They're not really playing inside out. They're standing around the perimeter, passing around a lot, looking for a three-point shot or a long two. They got to be a little bit more aggressive, especially Elfner going on the inside.
So out of the timeout, Panthers with the ball, getting the inbounds pass. Latson has it in the corner. Long skip pass. Ty goes up to get it. Gets it over to Klotz, who skips it back to Latson. She gets steps to the free throw line, puts up a shot. It's no good. Nearly got in there, but Elfner the rebound, finds Delaney. Now Delaney pushing the tempo a little bit, but the Panthers get back well defensively. They leave Nelson in the corner open for three. It's an air ball, and then an offensive rebound by Lears is put up, and that's blocked out of bounds. So it'll be a third opportunity here on this possession. Avery Stidham's going to check in for Royal Valley as Klotz will get a quick breather. Down to 3:05 left in this third quarter. Delaney to Elfner inside on the block, turning on Broaddus. Fades on her shot, no good. Rebound by Brian. Brian, far sideline, pushing the tempo. Cuts it back to the middle, gets inside. Left one to Broaddus. Her shot is no good inside. And a rebound for Hiawatha. Lears clears it. Now pushing the tempo. Delaney steps into a right wing three. This one off the rim three times. Make it four, and it rattles out. Brian pushing now for Royal Valley. 38-21 with 2.5 minutes to go. Panthers have been in control from the jump. Inside to Ty on the block. Turned down a pretty open shot. Now Broaddus hands it off to Latson. Curling around the arc into the right corner. Back to Broaddus up top. And on the backside, Stidham's open, and she lays it in. Good find by Broaddus, and Stidham's in the book for her first two. Just her third made shot of the season, 40-21. Panthers back up by 19 as we're coming up on the final 2 minutes of the third. Elfner in the right corner. They skip it left. Delaney slides through a couple defenders. Little pull up, too strong. Rebound Latson for the Panthers. Near sideline, she pushes the tempo. Long pass to Ty in the corner. Ball fakes there. Picks it up. Left Brian open on top for three. She got it. Kennedy Brian from downtown. Her first points of the second half. 43-21. The lead is back to 22 with a minute 37 to go. A three is missed. A one and done. Lears misfiring from the left wing. Brian gets the rebound looking for Ty and too much on the pass. They turn it over.
Yeah, and a little bit of an explosion here from Royal Valley. Just talked about coming out of that break of Hiawatha cut into it. But Royal Valley just extended it out to 22, getting near that biggest lead they had of 24. And then Latson and Brian, the two usual suspects of this team, throwing it up here on these last couple buckets.
Yeah, pretty balanced scoring for Royal Valley so far. 11 for Latson, 10 for Davis, 9 for Brian. 43-21 is their lead with 80 seconds to go in the quarter. There's a deflected pass, and then Hiawatha gets it right back, so both teams turning it over. Layup in transition is no good. Deflected out of bounds, into Royal Valley it goes. Missed opportunities. How many layups have we seen the Redhawks miss here tonight? They have certainly had some opportunities up close, but just unable to convert. Final minutes here of the third quarter. Panthers a little give and go to Bryan. Little turn and a lot of contact, and she draws the foul. And Bryan to the line to shoot two. Just under a minute to go in this quarter.
And these are going to be the first two free throws on the night for the Lady Panthers.
Yeah, this will be just the fifth and sixth attempts all night for either team. As Bryan missing the first. Now, that one puts her at 10 of 20 at the line this year after that miss. 50% exactly. And she goes 0 for 2, missing them both. Rebound Aubrey Kent. 43-21, Panthers by 22 with 50 seconds to go in the third. How about Lears taking it coast to coast, missing another layup. And a rebound for Davis. Or correction, Broadus with that rebound. No, I was right. Davis is back in. Fires one from the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound Kinsey Nelson. Surrounded by three black jerseys and now has to get it up the floor quickly. Gets it up to Elfner. Thought about pulling. Gets it up top to Lears with 30 seconds to go. The Redhawks can play for the final shot if they so choose. Here is Nelson up top. Getting the call from Brady Jasper from the sideline. Gets it right side to Lears. Back up top. They reverse it left side. This is Addison Williams who's in the game. Now Lears, nice little ball fake. Gets in the lane. Shot is up. No good, but a foul. Panthers coach David Boucher thought it was a clean swipe, but the referee says no, that is not the case. And the foul is going to put Lears at the line to shoot two. Both teams with four fouls apiece here in the third quarter. There's 10 seconds to go. Lears connects on the first. She's now 2 for 4 at the line with 8 points. Lead is 21, 43-22. And the second is no good. Rebound for Bryan. 9 seconds to work. She pushes the tempo far sideline. Now 6 seconds. Wants to go all the way. Takes the body. No good. Gets her own rebound and is fouled on the second attempt with under 2 seconds to go. Bryan doing a little bit of everything on that drive and draws the foul and will shoot two with a second to go. Foul was on. Well, I didn't see who the foul was on. There was a couple bodies inside. Bryan connects on the first free throw. She's into double figures with 10.
Yeah, I think they gave that to Dossie Lears. It'd be her third. They have it on the board as one, but they got Lears.
So Lears does have 3, and Bryan goes 2 for 2. And Hiawatha gets it in, and that's going to end the third quarter. Dominance once again. The Panthers extending their lead out from halftime. They lead here at Hiawatha 45-22 as the fourth quarter is coming your way next after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank wants to blow the whistle on bank fraud. Today's tip to avoiding bank fraud is, don't click on any link in an email or text that you do not recognize, especially if it's in a message you first did not inquire about. Fraudsters often lure in victims with enticing links, which can lead to malware viruses and scams that steal your money. Think before you click. An urgent reminder from Denison State Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brendan Tabman, Trenton Kraxner with you. Colin Feldkamp in studio. Royal Valley in control with 8 minutes to go as we start the fourth, leading here at Hiawatha 45-22. They outscored the Redhawks 15-6 in the third. They're 2 points away from matching their tied tonight in terms of their lead. 24 is the largest lead of the game so far. They lead it, or correction, by 23, excuse me. It's 45-22. Here's Bryan, had a shot blocked by Elfner, gets it back, throws it up, and it somehow went in. Good second effort after the offensive rebound by Kennedy Bryan, who now has 13, and now a new large lead for the Panthers tonight, 25. It's 47-22. First possession here in the fourth quarter for the Redhawks as Elfner gets a nice touch inside, and it's pure on the nylon swish. 9 for Elfner, makes it 47-24. So now you would expect the Panthers to kind of slow things down a little bit. They don't need to push. They obviously want to get it in transition when they can. But 7 minutes to go. You lead it by 23. Latson underneath. Kicks it to Bryan. Sets and fires a three. Too strong. And tipped in the air. Braun has got it. Missing the putback. And the other rebound there, that goes to Hiawatha. Lears getting that one. Contreras in the right corner. Delaney gets it back. 6:45 to go in the game. 47-24. A missed shot by Contreras. And Davis the rebound for Royal Valley. It's been a nice game tonight for Royal Valley to start 2023. In a team that's lost a lot of close games here early on, and certainly with the talent that they have, and the talent being Kennedy Bryan, who hits a straight on three, who now has 16 all of a sudden. A 50-24 Panthers lead. That was a smooth stroke from the outside.
Yeah, I think the little break and the mental reset for Royal Valley has really helped. You know, you lose all those close games, it starts to wear on your mental as they force another turnover, but it starts to wear on you mentally a little bit. It's like, man, we're losing a lot of close games, but I think that little reset there has helped them out in showing tonight.
Always a tough place to play here. Good crowd on hand. We'll have the boys' game to follow. There's a turnover by Royal Valley as Hiawatha is going to get it back. 13 turnovers now for the Panthers, right a touch below their season average in that department. But 5:50 and counting, 50-24, the Royal Valley lead, an impressive showing here tonight, particularly on offense. This Royal Valley team came in just scoring 40 points per game. They're already at 50. A missed three by Delaney, another rebound for Bryan. I would have to imagine, we got Trenton over here with the rebound numbers. She has to be closing in, if not already, on a double-double.
I got her for 12 right now and 10 on the defensive side, so she's already got that double-double on person averages. 4 rebounds a game.
She's been very active, and she got bumped at the free throw line and fouled. It's on the floor. Michelle Tye is going to check back in for Royal Valley. Broadus will take a seat. I didn't see the official tell the table who the foul was on there.
I don't think he got a foul. I think it was an official timeout. Pointing at his face like someone maybe had a blind nose that kept wiping at their face or something.
Okay, so no foul.
I don't know. That was confusing. I don't know what it was, but somebody was rubbing at their face for Hiawatha because he's demonstrating to their bench.
Deflected pass out of bounds. Good defense there by Addison Williams, a freshman off the bench for the Redhawks. And a timeout's going to be taken here by David Boucher. The Panthers are in complete control. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 5:09 to go in the game. It's a 50-24 Panthers lead. Taking a look what's up next for both of these teams after tonight. Tuesday, Hiawatha gets Sabetha here at home. And then Royal Valley, they will be on the road at Jefferson West. Right now it's Nemaha and Riverside, your top two teams in the standings. And really after those two, everyone else is kind of sitting either at 500 or below. And it speaks to the balance, and I think, from top to bottom in this league.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the Big 12 on the men's side. You know, you're going to have like the KU and maybe even K-State. They came on strong. Yeah, I'm going to give you a little shout out. They've got some impressive wins, but you know, you got those top two, top three teams, and everyone else is going to beat on each other and finish a little bit above 500 or around there, you know. And I think that's what the Big 7 on the girls' side and the guys' side shows this year, is that there's a lot of quality teams in this league.
Yeah, Riverside, again, I think we could both agree that they might be a little better than their record has indicated here early. Again, just 1-5 coming into this one tonight, but they have led it from the jump and led by as many as 26, and that's the lead now. They do throw it away here out of the inbounds play. But it's 50-24 with 5 minutes to go. 16 for Kennedy Bryan to lead all scores. Here's Delaney. Jumps up, gets it to Lears. Kicks it to Elfner, a right corner three. That's pure. Abby Elfner from downtown, who's been quiet up until about the last few minutes. She has 12 and another three. Makes it 50-27. Davis at the free throw line, gets it back up top to Bryan, closed out quickly by Lears. Gets a ball screen, little Euro step, shot is up and good. Bryan with 18 and 12 of the 18 in the second half, 52-27 now with 4.5 minutes to go. Williams, a freshman. Elfner again tries a three. That might have been blocked by Klotz, but Lears gets the rebound and then threw it away. Klotz comes away with the steal. They'll slow things down here as we're coming up on the halfway point, slowing it down. Why not? Bryan says no, thank you. She'll take it in and score. 20 now for Kennedy Bryan. 54-27 with 4 minutes to go. What do I know? I think they slow it down, and now she hustles into the corner. Correction, that was Klotz who went flying in for a block. And it goes out of bounds, and it's last touch by the Redhawks.
Yeah, and you might be seeing the teams empty their bench to double up right now, 54-27 with 3:54 to go, but not clearing the bench just yet, but you might see some teams getting some players in there at the end of the bench here in this beatdown. It's going to be a very impressive win for Royal Valley here to start the season.
Man, just really...
the second half of the season, I should say.
They're going to say a carry... Or Bryan either might have stepped over and then went back over the line, so a turnover as Bryan was crossing half court. Redhawks get it back. 54-27 is the score. It's been all Royal Valley from the jump. An impressive showing tonight for the Panthers here on the road. Of course, we've got our boys' game to follow, which we'll break that one down a little bit as we get closer to it, but one we think should be another competitive one here tonight in the roundhouse. Williams, a long pass to Elfner in the corner. Delaney gets it up top, gets by Ty, pulls up from the free throw line, gets the kind touch, and it goes through. Delaney with 8, her first bucket in the second half, makes it 54-29 with 3:10 to go. Bryan, a one-handed pass. Ladson has it right back to Bryan in the corner. Why not for 3? The hot hand stays hot as Kennedy Bryan connects again, this time from downtown. She's got 23, 57-29. And a whistle and a foul. Ty thought she had a steal, but Ty gets called for a foul. That is her third and team foul number 5. Now the Redhawks get it to Elfner in the right corner. 2:50 to go. Here's Lears. Had it knocked away from behind and another steal. Another turnover forced by this Panthers defense. 2:45 to go. Bryan all the way. Why not? She does it again. 25 for Kennedy Bryan. It's a 30-point game. That should put on the running clock the rest of the way. And there it is. Royal Valley about to empty their bench and get their starters off the floor in what's been a very good night for Royal Valley to start 23.
Yeah, 19 points here in the second half for Bryan. 19 over 25. And she has the team 19 of the team's 29 in this second half. So we talked about how could Royal Valley maintain. Why not let your best player get her going and put on an impressive showing in the second half here?
So the running clock in effect with a 30-point lead. So the final 2 minutes will run off fairly quickly. Lears is at the line. She was fouled underneath, and she misses the first free throw attempt. Broaddus picked up the foul. Good showing and a standing ovation from the Royal Valley fans in front of us as the bench is cleared. And the backups are in for the final minute 40 that's going to run. Off the clock, 59-29 is our score. Lears will shoot one more, and she got it through. So she goes 1-for-2 on that trip. She's got 9 in the game. Redhawks' leading score been held down for the most part here tonight, 59-30 with under 90 seconds to go. And ties back in. That shot is up, and that shot is good. That was Nickel, the 6-foot junior, as Elfner tries to come back for a 3. That's no good. And a rebound inside by Nelson, and then she is fouled. Final minute here to go. Sarah Murphy's going to check in here. A couple other players about to check in for the Redhawks. Laura Lears.
Could be a 1-1 for Nelson, too. That was a 17 foul. This could very well wind down the game, yeah.
About run out the clock. They'll get a couple more subs in. 61-30 is our score.
Nelson misses a 1-1 off the back iron.
Kibo Throssell with the rebound, and then a blocking foul is called as she brings it up the floor. as Contreras tried to take a charge. We're down to 20 seconds. 61-30. Panthers jumped out to an 18-3 first quarter lead. They did not look back. Hiawatha did creep to within 14 at halftime, but Panthers dominated the third, and they have dominated the second half as the final couple seconds are going to run off the clock, and that is going to do it. Impressive, to say the least, for Royal Valley as they get their second win of the year and their first in 2023. Final score of the girls' game tonight, Royal Valley 61, Red Hawks 30. We'll break it down when we come back as our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Big time win for the Panthers. We'll discuss it in a moment here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Very impressive what we saw from the Royal Valley girls here tonight to open up 2023. They come into the roundhouse and beat Hiawatha big-time fashion. They win it by 31, 61-30. Panthers get the win. They jumped out to an 18-3 first-quarter lead. They led by 14 at the half. They go on to outscore the Redhawks 31-14 in the second half. We had a running clock for the final couple minutes, and the Panthers get it done, 61-30, the final score. Post game is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Brandon, Trenton, and Colin all with you. Also, everyone here for the Hiawatha channel as well. We appreciate it as we recap this first one here tonight. Boy, impressive to say the least what we saw from this Royal Valley team again, who was, I think, eager to get back out after the break and show that they're better than their 1-5 record indicated, and they certainly put it on Hiawatha tonight, winning by 31. They were balanced offensively, and boy, Kennedy Bryan went absolutely bananas in the second half, finishing with 25.
Yeah, and she scored 19 of the 31 team points in the second half. So, I mean, Hiawatha closed that first half on a 10-0 run to get it back to 14. And, you know, kind of a little, no one really scored those first couple minutes of the third quarter, but then it was a Kennedy Bryan show for the rest of the night. And, you know, your best players always have to have the best nights. There was a lot of team scoring in that first half, but she was the one that just carried them through that second half and a big-time second win on the year. For Hiawatha, you just got to rebound next Tuesday. It's a tough home loss. You didn't shoot the ball that well and just thoroughly got outplayed tonight. Sometimes that just happens.
Let's run through our stats from this first game. Our statistics are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Omler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yink and Courtney Brockoff. We'll start with the Panthers. Now 2-5 overall after the win, 2-4 in Big 7 league play. Kennedy Bryan, a monster night, 19 in the second half. She goes for 25 points. She adds 12 rebounds for a double-double. Two more in double figures for the Panthers. Alyssa Lassen with 11, followed by Morgan Davis with 10. They got 5 from Athena Broaddus. They also got 3 apiece from Samantha Klotz and Michelle Tai. They also got 2 from Avery Stidham as well off the bench. Panthers dominated the rebound aspect, out-rebounding the Redhawks 33-22. Panthers finished with 15 turnovers, and they were 2-for-4 at the free throw line. Redhawks with the loss. They dropped to 3-4 overall, now 1-3 in Big 7 league play. They were led by 12 points from Abby Elfner. They got a near double-double from Darcy Lear. She had 9 points and 10 rebounds. Also 8 for the senior guard, Josie Delaney, and then 1 point as well from Aubrey Kent. Hiawatha, 16 turnovers. They went 6-12 at the line in the game. Again, out-rebounded by Royal Valley, 33-22. Now time to announce our player of the game, our player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I think it's fairly simple here. I think we got to go Kennedy Bryan. She was absolutely spectacular in the second half, especially the way Hiawatha ended the first half. They had creeped their way back into it. They were down 14. They felt like they were right back in it. But again, the Panthers came out storming in the second half, and all that was Kennedy Bryan, who finishes with 25 and 12, just a fairly quiet double-double for her.
Yeah, and I mean, Morgan Davis had an argument for that first half that she had. She had 8 in that first half and looked like she was well on her way to being player of the game. She had a quiet second half. She had some foul trouble, but like you said, Kennedy Bryan carried through that second half, and the star player for that Royal Valley team deserves it on the night.
Yeah, Kennedy Bryan, our player of the bank on. It's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, the 5'10 senior, 25 points and 12 rebounds in a big-time win for Royal Valley. So that's going to wrap up our first